We are in Simin Resh Mem Tes, and we're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing all of Sif Beis. Sif Beis also likpoa be'erev Shabbos suda umishta sheina rugel b'me'achol. It is also to be koveya. The word koveya here could be a bit misleading. We're talking about even a one-time thing. It is usur to go ahead and have on a Friday, anytime on a Friday, a suda that is abnormally large. Sheina rugel b'me'achol, something that is different than a normal meal that you have during the week. Vafilu hi sudas erusin. Even if this is a sudas erusin. Now the sudas erusin of the Machaber here is referring to the suda that they made in the days when a wedding was divided between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. They would first have the Kedushin, which is giving over of the ring, and then months later they would have the chuppah. Between the two, the woman was married, she is an Eishes Ish, but she's an Arusa and not a Nesua. She would stay in her parents' home, and only after the chuppah would they move in. The suda you're making for a sudas erusin is a suda of real marriage. The Machaber says here that should not be on a Friday. In order that you enter Shabbos with an appetite for food, and the entire day is included in this Isser, meaning as early in the morning it would still be Asser. The Mishtabur brings the Gemara that says that there was this one Mishpacha in Yerushalayim that was Kaveya Suda on Erev Shabbos, and they ceased to exist. The same halacha applies Erev Yontif. Now this halacha of Erusin, although we generally don't have such a thing, is talking about where they got married before Erev Shabbos. And now they want to make the Suda on Friday, so there we say that it's Aser. However, it is mutter to have an Erusin on Erev Shabbos, Medina the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli. On Erev Shabbos, a man could be Makadesh, a woman, because Shema Yekadmeno Acher, in order that she not marry somebody else. The same thing goes for Nisuin. You're allowed to actually have a wedding on a Friday. And if you have the Erusin and or the Nisuin on Friday, then that would warrant a Suda, and that would be Mutter on Erev Shabbos. Although, it's better to move the Suda over to some other day. Now, what we call a Sudas Erusin, which is really what's called in Halacha a Suda Shiduchin, that is not that much of a Sudas Mitzvah, and it is Osir on Erev Shabbos. Even if they got engaged on Erev Shabbos, it is Osir to make a Suda then. However, if it's just a matter of drinking a l'chaim and having some cake, that's not considered a suda, and that is mutter. We're talking about an abnormally large suda, which means a special kind of a suda. Now, the Machaber says that the reason is in order that you come into Shabbos with an appetite. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that we're afraid that you're going to get so involved in the suda that you're not going to have enough time to take care of Shabbos, or it's going to skip your mind altogether. The Prima Godim learns a totally different reason. He says that the reason for the Yisur is that you should not have a large Suda on Friday, because if Friday and Shabbos look the same, then that's going to be a lack of covered Shabbos. Somebody that always eats large meals, someone that eats a lot, and there's no difference between his weekday meals and his Shabbos meals. So we're going to learn that with regard to Shabbos, what he has to do is change the timing of it. The fact that he eats at a different time, that will be his covered Shabbos. But with regard to the din on Friday, he should still try to eat a little bit less on Friday than any other day. Says the Ramon now, Haga, Usuda Shezmana Erev Shabbos, a Suda that is meant to be then on Friday, Kagon, Bris Mila, O Pidyon Aben, whether it's a Bris, whether it's a Pidyon Aben, Mutter, that is Mutter, Kein Nira Li, V'chein HaMinik Pashit, that's how the Ramon learns it, and that is the Minhag. Now this halach of Mila even is a Mila Shalom Bismana. The bris was delayed, but if the bris was on a Friday, then you have the Suda then on Erev Shabbos. Pidyon HaBen also, they should have made it earlier and didn't. If the Pidyon HaBen was made on Friday, you can have the Suda there. The Bir Halacha adds the same goes for a Siyum. You can have a Siyum on an Erev Shabbos. In all cases, you're best off doing the Suda as early as possible. Bidiyeved, even in the afternoon, if you didn't yet make the Suda, it would be Mutter. Now, the Magen Avraham says that what's going to happen if you're making some big Suda's mitzvah, say you have a Suda's bris on Friday, and you know that after you eat at that Sudas Bris, you are just not going to be able to eat on Friday night. It'll be achila gasa. It'll be something that is not even called achila in halacha, where you really are just totally stuffed. Says the Magen Avraham, well, listen, right now you have a mitzvah of doing your Sudas Bris. You eat at the Sudas Bris. Come Friday night, you're punter. What can you do? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. He says, because Sudas Shabbos is a chiyuv, whereas these, like a bris, pidyon haben, although there's an inyan to have a suda, it's not a chiyuv. You can't put that on the same level as a Sudas Shabbos. Now, also the Darkei Moshe brings up a whole other inyan, and this is very, very nogea us. Under normal circumstances. The halacha that we learned up until now is basically that on Friday you don't have special meals. You can eat regular meals. You can eat the way you eat during the week. Of course, we'll see there's a mitzvah of mamayit so that you're going to have an appetite for Shabbos, but you don't have to starve on Friday. You're allowed to have normal meals. With regard to this Darkei Moshe, he brings up a different issue altogether. The Iker Suda on Shabbos is the Sudas Hayom, the Suda of the day. If people make Kiddush before the Suda and eat lots of food, so there's a real problem there, because it's like eating and losing your appetite before the Iker Mitzvah Suda Shabbos. So the Darkei Moshe brings an Or Zarua who says that it is usur to go ahead and have some cake before the meal, because you're taking away your appetite for the Suda. The Darkei Moshe himself disagrees. He says the halacha is that you can continue eating on Friday all the way up until Kiddush time, until Shabbos. When it becomes Shkia, you'll have to, we'll see later, the halacha is you'll have to stop and make Kiddush, but you're allowed to continue eating. However, the Magen Avraham comes out like the Or Zarua for the simple reason that when you start eating on Friday, it's not yet the Zman of your Suda. Whereas over there, when you made Kiddush, it was already the Zman of the Suda, so you shouldn't be doing it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that Anshe Maisa are careful not to have food at a Kiddush before the meal in order that they not be ruining their appetite for the meal. Lahalacha, though, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you can eat, but make sure that you don't eat too much so that you still do have an appetite by the time that the Zman of the Suda comes. Further says the Mechaber, V'lecho v'lishtos b'likvi yasuda, afilu suda sharagel ba b'chol kol hayom mutar lahaskel min hadin. If you're not having a kvi yasuda, or you're having a regular suda, you're having your regular lunch on Friday the way you do on a weekday, the halachi is that is mutar min hadin. The ikar hadin is that it's mutar. Avol mitzvah lihimona milikvoa suda shenag ba b'chol, but it is a mitzvah to refrain from having a normal meal, mites shos ulamala, anytime the three shos manios before shkia, which means a quarter, the last quarter of the day, one should not have any suda before Shabbos. This is a mitzvah, it's not an iser. Furthermore, if someone washed before then, he can continue. Similarly, one should not be having too much wine before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the winter, when the shos manias are very short, one should be machmer even a little bit earlier. So lahalacha, it is mutter to have normal meals on Friday. It is a mitzvah to refrain from having a normal meal in the last quarter of the day. A large meal, something abnormal, is usur unless that is the zman, say a bris or say a sudas purim. Even there, the mitzvah is to have it in the morning, preferably, and not in the afternoon. But b'di'evet, if it was a mitzvah whose man was on Friday, it would even be mutter after Teisha Shols, the last quarter of the day.